Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Glory for the great and for the mighty things that he has done.
welcome you to this portion of the Breakthrough Broadcast, Hour of Power. We are coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God gets all of the glory, where he gets all of the honor, and where God gets all of the praise. The word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men, not some men, but he'll draw all men unto him. We're so excited about today because this is the day of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We thank you for joining us again this morning on the Hour of Power broadcast. I am the speaker and the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And we're going to be coming from 1 Samuel this morning, which is in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel and that first chapter. We're going to begin at that first verse. And there was a certain man of Ramathah-Zophim of the Mount Ephraim, and his name was Echaniah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tehu, the son of Zuhu, and Ethanite. And he had two wives, and the name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli and Hophniah and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And let's go back a little bit in that first verse. It says there was a certain man, and he had two wives. And it tells us the man's name was Echaniah, and Echaniah had two wives. Today, in 2012, in the century, in the time that we live in now, a man only supposed to have one wife. Yes, we know in different cultures there are permitted to have two wives, but this is not the will of God. This is not what God had established. When he made Adam and Eve, he made only Adam and Eve and not anyone else to be in partnership with one another, to have that, being able to come together. He didn't have two women and one man, but he had only the man and the woman. So God knew that what he was doing, and he knew how he wanted to establish marriage. So therefore, it tells us in that second verse, he said that the name of one of the wives was Peninnah, and the other was Hannah. And Peninnah, she had children, but Hannah didn't have any children. And it tells us that, and this man, which is Echaniah, had gone up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli and Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Echaniah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughter, portion. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, but he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. But the Lord had shut up her womb. Now we see here that one of the wives was able to bring forth children. And then the other, which was Hannah, she was barren. And the word of God tells us that the Lord had shut up her womb. God had shut up Hannah's womb. And because God had shut up her womb, it tells us that her adversary also provoked her sore and to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. Don't you know sometimes how the enemy will come and instead of having compassion, instead of being there for her, yet it was that the Peninnah, she provoked Hannah. And when we say provoke, it means that she aroused strong feelings against her. She was like a instigator. She came against this woman, this Athaniah, other wife, and she caused annoyances in this relationship. She wasn't trying to build it, but she was trying to tear it down. She had something that Hannah did not have. So therefore, Hannah, in the word of God, tell us, because Hannah could not have and Hannah could not conceive a child, it let us know that Hannah began to fret because God had shut up her womb. And when we say, when she began to, when we think about fret, many of us have been in a time that we fret about one situation in our life at one time. And in other words, she began to worry. She began to be discontented because of the fact that she did not have any children. She stopped eating. You know how it is sometimes when you get concerned, you get worried about some things sometimes, that you lose your appetite. You don't want to eat. And when the enemy, especially when the enemy is trying to rub things in your face, and that's what the Webster had used the word rub as well, to wear a person out. When you have a person continually coming against you, continually trying to vex you, and this is what Peninnah did. That's what Peninnah did. She began to try to vex her. And then it let us know that Hannah had began to weep. Have you ever wept before? Have you ever began to weep? Have you ever shed tears before? And she shed these tears in bitterness. She said to express her deep sorrow. She began to do this because she was in great anguish. So because of the fact that she had no children, I can imagine her at that time. Can't you even see her in your mind? Can you not see her as the Hannah and Peninnah, and Peninnah had children, and could you imagine how children, how they run, and how they get in their father's lap, and how he embraced them and played with them? Well, she didn't have that opportunity to do that. She could not do this because of the fact that she did not have a child to be able to run and to sit in her husband's lap, or to be able to play with those children, and for him to be able to embrace. And she could not even hold her own child in her arms and embrace that child because of the fact that she was barren. She could not bring forth. So she stopped eating. She didn't want to eat, but she did weep and she wept. And then in that 8th verse, it tells us then Hananiah and Athaniah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why weepest thou? Why is thou shed these tears, Hannah? Why eatest thou not? Why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? He was trying to let her know that he was a good husband to her, that he loved her, that he was with her, and that I'm good to you, Hannah. I know you don't have any children, but I'm good to you, and I'm better than even 10 sons, Hannah. But yet, in her heart, she knew that she wanted to embrace a child or some children. Have you not ever known? Have you ever not seen? Have you been in a situation that you wanted something so bad and yet you didn't have it? Have you ever wanted something and it seems like it wasn't coming to pass? Have you ever had an ideal or a dream that you could see it and you wonder what it would feel like if you had that, if you were had that desire of that, whatever it is that you wanted at that time? And I just believe that Hannah, she was a woman that wanted this child. child so bad and desperately. So it let us know that in that, let's read that 8th verse again. It said, how Athaniah, her husband, said unto her, her husband, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunken. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept. She was in bitterness of soul because of the fact that she could not have. Have you ever seen a person that was in bitterness of soul because she could not, could not see what was coming for, could not see or not could not see the situation as being coming to fore, but all they did was to you may have done is to cry and to weep and to be in sorrow. And so therefore it tells us that in that 11th verse, and she vow a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid. Lord, look upon my affliction. God, see that I'm being afflicted on the inside. God, my heart is just in hurting. My heart is in pain. I'm grieving, God. I've been provoked by my adversary every day, constantly, consistently. I'm being provoked by my adversary. My enemy is coming up against me. My foe is coming. I'm being attacked, God. It seems like the enemy, the devil, has come up against me. But Lord God, if you will look upon your handmaid, and one of the things that I really like about this, because Hannah knew that she was God's handmaid. See, when you know that you belong to God, when you know that God is in your life, she was began to pray. I believe the word of God tells us that prayer bridges the gap between heaven and earth. If there is a gap in your life, God will bridge that gap. When we began to pray, your prayer began to bridge the gap between heaven and earth. So she said, remember God, thy handmaid. Remember and forget me not. Oh, my God. And what she did not understand, that God did not forget her. God did not forget you. Sometimes the enemy will try to make you think that God has forgotten about you. Oh, God does not understand how I'm grieving. God don't understand how I'm crying. God don't understand how much I want this child. God don't understand how much I want this job. God don't understand how I want this relationship. God don't understand how I need to be more in a position to take care of my family. But yet God did know. God did understand. But God wanted her to continue to pray. God wanted her to stand upon his word. So she's saying to him, God, remember thy handmaid. Remember me. Forget me not. Forget me not. But she is saying, God, remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child. She didn't just say, God, give me a daughter. A daughter is great. A daughter is good. But most people will be proud to just to have a child, especially in that situation. But Hannah, she was saying that she wanted man, child, because in that culture, in that time, that male stood out. That male is something that will parent that father's name. So therefore, she said, give me that man child, and then when I give him unto the Lord, oh my God, give me that man child. Give me that man child, and I will give it back unto you, Lord. And I would give him back to you, not for a few days, not for a month, not for a year, not for, I lent him to you for 5 years. Oh, but I would give him, I would lend him to you, Lord, all the days of his life. And she even said that there shall not be a razor come upon his head. Oh, God, give me a child. And she petitioned, and God seen the earnestness of her heart. And it came to pass in that 12th verse, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli mocked her mouth. Eli was the priest, and he seen Hannah as she was there in the temple. He seen Hannah, and he mocked her mouth. And now Hannah, she spat in her heart, only her lips moved. You know how it is when you begin to pray sometimes. You know, it's between you and God. You know, that prayer is between you and God. Your lips may be moving, but a voice, the sound from your voice is not being made. No one else can hear but God, because she's not saying anything. Only the lips. She's speaking. She is talking into God, but it's between her and her Lord. So she's speaking her heart only. On her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought that she had been drunken. Isn't it so how people can mistake what your intent is, and they can come to a conclusion as to what you are doing when your heart and your mind is in another place, and her heart and her mind, and she was reaching out to God, and she was talking to her master, and she was talking and speaking to her Lord. And then the priest Eli, when he looked upon her and seen her mouth just moving, he thought that Hannah had been drinking. And then Eli said to her, how long will thou be drunken? How long, Hannah, will you be drunken? Put away the wine from thee. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Even the priest at that time could not see what this woman was going through. Oh, she was talking to her Lord. Oh, she was not drinking. Oh, she was not at the wine. No, she wasn't drinking alcohol, but she was talking, and she was speaking unto her Lord. And then Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrow. Can't you see? I'm a woman of sorrow, and I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul. I'm pouring out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid. Oh, my God. Count not thy handmaid for daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken here unto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Oh, my God. When he knew the heart of this woman, when he could see, and after she had told him that, no, my Lord, no, your handmaid, thy handmaid, have not had strong drink. I'm not even, I haven't had any wine, but I am grieved. I am in great sorrow. And Eli began to let her know. He said, go in peace. The God of Israel, the God of Israel, grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way, and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. I believe that time that Hannah had began to receive faith even more to believe God that what she was praying for, that that prayer was going to be answered. Even as the man of God, the priest of God, God used him to speak words unto her spirit. Oh my God, has that been a time that you needed the word of the Lord? You needed, oh my God, the man of God, the woman of God, God to speak unto your spirit, to soothe that spirit, to speak the word of life, but just to speak the word of God, because they are men and because they're women of God. So Eli was telling her to go and make the God that God grant the petition that he that she had asked of him. And when she began to stand on faith, now we remember that the word of God said in Hebrews the first chapter, and, oh my God, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, she didn't yet have that child, but yet she believed God. She began to eat. So that was a sign that, oh my God, that, oh, the Lord has spoken through the priest of Lord has spoken to the man of God, so I don't have to worry. I don't have to weep anymore. I'm going to go ahead and eat, and I'm going to be contented now because the man of God has spoken. God has spoken through the man of God, so therefore she didn't have to fret anymore. She didn't have to worry. She didn't have to be discontented. She didn't have to be stop eating. She didn't have to be wore out because of the enemy was trying to wear her out in the things that the enemy was saying to her. She didn't have to weep anymore. Oh, my God, not because of what she, the condition, not because of that child, because she knew that she could stand on what the man of God is saying. And then it tells us that in that 19th verse, and it says that then, and they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Come on now. They came together. Elkanah and Hannah, they came together, and the Lord remembered Hannah. He remembered that petition. He remembered the prayer. See, sometimes you think that God is not listening to you. You're saying that I'm praying, but God is not hearing what I'm praying. Don't you know that God is hearing what you're saying? Don't you know, even as when I look back and I look at the situation for Hannah and Hannah, I believe that even God was building her up. God was strengthening this woman of God. God was establishing her, even though sometimes that she had to cry sometimes. You know that psalm says sometimes you got to cry sometimes, and sometimes we have wept at times, but yet God was establishing her. God was building her up. God was causing her to be strong. God was causing her to be mighty in him, because he had a plan for her life. He had a plan, oh my God, for that which was to come for. So here we find that that they conceived. It tells us in that 20th verse, therefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son. That's what she asked for. The word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and he shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be opened. He said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved. The word of God say it shall be moved. So then when we look over there in that 21st verse, it says, and then, and the man Elkanah and all his household went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. See, what God had did, even God brought Hannah to a point where that she was able to make a vow unto unto him. See, she had vowed that I'm going to give him back to you, Lord, for the rest of his life. I'm going to lay unto you, God, for the rest of his life. See, you have to be careful how you make a vow unto the Lord. You have to be careful what you say to God, because God's going to call you on it. So therefore, Hannah, she meant in her heart what she said. She knew that she wanted this child so desperately that, Lord, if you give him to me, I will give him back to you. I believe that God had to get this woman's heart prepared, because she was going to have a child. And she was going, and God knew that she was going to eventually birth a male child, because this was in the plan of God all the time that she was going to carry this man child for him. And so when we look at it, it was all established. But God had to work on her heart. God had to get her humble before him. God had to touch her so that she'll be able to give away that child. I believe a child, when a mother have a child, and that child have not been given to the Lord, that child have not been promised to the Lord, when that mother is not in a place, for I say, in a place where God will have her to be at, it's no way, it's very difficult for a mother to give away a child for the service of the Lord and not be able to see that child from day to day. How difficult do you think it would have been for this woman if she didn't have her mind made up? So God had to work on her heart. God had to get her to a point wherein that she was willing to give it away. Sometimes we have to get into that place that, God, I am willing, God, to give away that which you have given me, God, so you can be glorified, that you can be exalted, God, that you can be praised, God. So she was willing at that point. Her heart was, she had touched her heart so that she was able to say, yes, Lord God, I'll give it to you. And so therefore, when Ephaniah as they usually go, and they go into worship and make sacrifice unto God, it tells us, let's read that 21st verse again. And the Lord, and the man Ephaniah and all his household, which was Peniah and her children, and Hannah, that usually go to make the sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up. This time, Hannah did not go up. For she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, until I have breastfed him, until he gets just a little bit older, then after I have weaned him, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. I know it had to be God to establish her words that she said. Oh, my God, when you look at the face of your first child, you look at the face of your second child, when you look at that child and you're thinking that this child is going to be with you forever, and this child was going to be for you a long time, that I'm going to be able to see him run around the yard, and I'm going to see that child even in a day's time, to be able to ride a tricycle, to ride a bicycle, and all of this. But this was not something that had become far away from her thoughts, because she knew that she had made a vow to the Lord. So therefore, she was not going to break that vow. Her mind was made up. Sometimes our mind, we need a mind that's made up that we can serve the Lord, that we're going to put God first. And that's what she did. Then God began to move on her behalf. When she heard, when she believed, that's when she conceived, when she to trust God, when she decided that I'm going to give this child. bow back to you, O God. And then it tells us in that 23rd verse, and Echaniah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth good to be good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him only the Lord, establish his word. And yet, it's not too many men that would say, no, you're not, that say, yes, you go ahead. And yes, you stay. And yes, I'm going to allow you to give this child to the Lord. I'm going to allow you to take him out of my family. Yes, I want this son, but I'm going to allow you to do this. And God established in Echaniah as well. He established his word as well. He touched his heart as well. He fixed his heart as well as he did Hannah. So the woman about Hannah about a bold and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her. And she didn't just take her child. It seems like almost that child should have been enough. But no, she took, my God, she took this child up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him into the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thou so livest, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee there praying unto the Lord. Then I am that woman. I'm the woman that was grieving. I'm the woman that was fretting. I'm the woman that was weeping. And I'm here. And she was saying that in that 26th verse. And she said, oh, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. Don't you remember? I am that woman. And for this child I pray. And the Lord has given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore, also, I have lent him to the Lord as long as he liveth, and he shall be lent to the Lord. And she worshiped the Lord there. She worshiped the Lord there. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. Haven't you heard that song? I am so grateful. I'm grateful. Yes, we ought to be grateful for the Lord changing our heart. We ought to be grateful for God saving us. We ought to be grateful for God delivering us. We thank God that the Word of God says that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. The Word of God let us know that there is nothing too hard for God to do. So here we find in the Word of God that Hannah, God had heard Hannah's prayer. Hannah prevailed. The weeping for a child had stopped. She didn't have to weep anymore. And because of the sacrifice, because of the vow that she had made to God, she made it and she did not break it. Then later, God blessed she and Echaniah with three sons and three daughters. The woman that was barren, God heard her petition, and God honored her prayer. Let's get ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for that which you have done. And we thank you, God, for that which you're going to do. Oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name, we pray even now, God, that you would touch the heart of the men and women today. Lord, that's listening to this broadcast. And God, for those that will hear and listen to this broadcast, Lord, I ask thee, God, to call them, Father God, not to give up on you. God, not to throw their hands up in despair. God, not, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to count it all lost, Lord God. But even as you touch Hannah, and God, she had to wait, God, but Lord, when she began to pray, when she began to make intercession, God, when she began to come before you, Lord God, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you heard her prayer, God, and you answered her prayer. And Father God, let them know, those that are praying, those that are weeping, those that are in sorrow, God, those that have been provoked, God, let them know, God, God, that you're God that answer prayer. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus. God, we ask the Lord God, God, to cause, Father God, their heart not to be troubled. God, because your word say, let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God, believe also in me. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for those, God, that are going through things in their life, but Father, because they've heard the word today, God, their hearts, Lord God, oh Father, their minds and their soul will not be vexed because of your word. God, they have hope in you, knowing, God, that you are their hope. God, knowing that you are the hope of glory. And Father, I thank you, Lord, even now. And Lord, we pray, Father God, for those that are not saved. God, we pray for the backslider today. Lord, you know, God, that the word of God, that the word say that you are married to the backslider. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those, God, that have left and turn their backs upon thee, God, for whatever reason, Lord, you did not leave them, but they left you. So, Lord, we ask thee, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, let them know, God, that you love them, and God, that you will not forsake them, Father. But, Lord, we ask thee, God, in Jesus' name, to touch their heart. God, call them, Father, even this morning, God, to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Lord, ask thee, God, to cast every sin and to the sea of forgiveness, God, that they will, that you will remember it no more. God, call them to be new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. All things become new. So, Lord, we ask even now, Lord God, God, that you will touch them. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will look upon them, God, today. And, Father, we just thank you right now, oh, Father, for saving, for delivering, and for making free. You say, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And for this, we will glorify and we will praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank the Lord today for the word of God. We thank God for being able to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. We thank God for being able to talk about Ananias, talk about Hannah, how she prayed and made a vow unto the Lord, which came from 1 Samuel, the first chapter, beginning at that first verse. And we want you to know that even as God answered her prayer, God will answer yours as well. Trust him and believe on his name. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come and join us again on Friday morning at 7 a.m. as we go through the word of God, as we study the word of God. The word of God, they study, show thyself a fool unto God. A woman of God need not be ashamed to write in the thigh the word of truth. We want you to join us for the Hour of Power broadcast. And then on this coming Saturday at 4 o'clock, we want you to call in and to join us again on the Breakthrough broadcast, a panel of women of God and men of God that is preaching and that is teaching and inspiring the audience and those that are listening to go higher in the Lord. So until then, this has been the Preacher of the Hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, telling you to So let's go higher. Let's go higher in the Lord.